Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along. Today we're going to be talking about a play called Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, a play opening tomorrow night at Anchorage Community Theater. It's a play about a woman who many people have heard about, Billie Holiday, who had an amazing voice. It's basically a one-person play, but we're going to find out how that has been changed by the director, Matt Fernandez, who's one of my guests. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We also have Vivian Melody, who's playing the part of Billie Holiday. Welcome to the show, Vivian.
Thank you, Steve.
We also have Kenley Norman, who's also playing a part of Billie Holiday. We'll get into that in a moment. Welcome to the show, Kenley.
Thank you.
So, Matt, let's just talk about this from the very get-go. It's a one-person play in the sense that Billie Holiday it takes place four months before she actually dies at this bar, with a pianist on the stage. Mm-hmm. She's singing songs and telling stories, but you've done something different with it. Tell us about what you did.
Well, it was a play that I wanted to do. I'm a fan of Billie Holiday ever since I was young. And I was looking for a play that was about her. And the only one that I really found was Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. But since we're a community theater at Anchorage Community Theater, it was a bit difficult to convince Sarah Athens, our managing director, that it would be a community theater type show, because it's basically a one-woman show. And so thus wouldn't exclude a lot of the rest of the community. So I had a proposition, an idea that was, well, you know, she talks about different parts of her life. Why don't you just have different characters come in, playing her at different parts of her life and taking on the show? And I thought it would be a little bit easier for whoever was playing Billie Holiday, because it's basically one woman talking for 90 minutes, and she even, you know, talks a lot about the same stuff over and over. So it's these monologues are monsters to memorize.
And Vivian is shaking her head up and down like she agrees.
I am shaking my head because not only are there, you know, I mean, you're hearing her life story, but you're also, she's singing a lot. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of music. There's a lot of text to learn. And thank goodness Matt has cast four Billies. So it's taken, not that there's not any pressure on me now, but it's definitely a relief as a performer who is singing and also learning monologues.
Well, you brought up the fact that she sings, and do you sing all the songs, or are some of the songs divided among the other cast members?
Yes, the other cast members sing as well, and then we do an ensemble piece. We do Strange Fruit together.
Mm-hmm. A powerful, powerful song.
Yeah, it's a very powerful song.
So, Kenley, let's talk about you. You play one of the Billies, as Vivian has mentioned. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your time of her life, perhaps.
Well, for me, I was able to get a part that I'm the teenager of a teenager version of Billie Holiday. And so, you know, like, I have my monologue, and it's basically about her past and, you know, about the things that she noticed, you know, when she was little and stuff like that, and what she did and what she did for jazz, because that was her main thing. And she kind of did anything, really, to listen to the jazz and understand it in order to be one and stuff like that. And so.
And did you do that?
Yeah.
she listened to some Louis Armstrong. I encourage her to listen to some of the old stuff that Billie talks about in her monologue, the monologue mm-hmm. that Kenley actually says, which is a really pivotal monologue, I think, in this play. Yeah.
Which brings up a really interesting idea here, Matt, and also Kenley, and also Vivian, mm-hmm. that you are Kenley is performing Billie Holiday when she's just learning about jazz. So Matt says, listen to other jazz people, not Billie Holiday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the reason, I think the reason that he brings up Louis Armstrong is that in the text you find that she really wanted to use her voice as the horn. And so, you know, I think that she, you know, her two idols were Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith. She wanted to have the power of Bessie Smith. And she says, you know, I know my voice is not as strong as Bessie's, but she also loved the way Louis played, and she wanted to play her voice in that same way.
So, Vivian, it's been a challenge, I'm sure, to play this part. What have you done to prepare for the part?
Oh, boy. Well, I bought her book, which was written in conjunction with William Dufty, and I immediately read her book. I had seen Lady Sings the Blues. I actually was working in a record shop when I was in high school, so I had a lot of her music. She'd always been one that I'd listened to. But I read her book to give me some context. I've been on YouTube watching some incredible interviews with her, listening to her voice, listening to her speak in her interviews. And there's just a wealth of information out there.
Have you tried to imitate her voice on stage, or is that even possible?
You know, I want the flavor of her voice, but I don't have that voice. So, you know, my challenge is learning the music and then playing with the vibrato that she has. I'm actually quite intimidated with my other cast members because I feel like they've gotten the voice. And Kinley especially, I can tell she's listened to a lot of Billy.
Kinley, are you trying to get her voice then?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a little bit. I remember actually watching another interview with Audra McDonald when she was doing Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. And she was kind of the same thing as you were talking about, Vivian, where she still tries to find her voice, even though she still performs live on stage all the time. She still tries to find it because, you know, it's not like you're not exactly sure. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's always best to do the best that you can in order to have that voice.
For those just tuning in, we're talking about Ladies Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, opening tomorrow night at Anchorage Community Theater. We're talking with director Matt Fernandez, Vivian Melody, who's playing the major Billie Holiday character, and also Kinley Norman, who's playing one of the other Billies in her life. And we're talking about that. Mm-hmm. Vivian, you mentioned something a moment ago about portraying Billie Holiday, and it reminded me of Rod Steiger when he played W.C. Fields. He didn't look at a single film of W.C. Fields. He wanted to get into the character, mm-hmm. and it came across as W.C. Fields, but it wasn't like a caricature. And it sounds like that's what you're doing with this character as well.
Yes, I think just reading about her and really understanding all that she's been through in her life, and that, you know, that she's the epitome of the times, of especially of a black woman who found success with music. Yet there were all of these obstacles that kept hitting her. And mm-hmm. she, you know, she basically says, the only time I feel alive is when I'm singing. And up until, you know, listening to interviews with people that were close to her, they all say the same thing. Don't feel sorry for her because she was alive when she was singing. And that's what kept her going through all of the adversity in her life.
And the show is just before she passes away. So
yes,
there's that mix of being as alive as she ever could be mm-hmm. right before her death.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, Matt, you said you were a fan of hers from a long time ago. What is it about her or her music that attracted you?
Well, I think Billie Holiday, for me, the first song I remember that I ever heard that she from her was The Very Thought of You. And I'd always been into jazz ever since I was a kid. My dad listens to a lot of music, so I got a lot of musical culture from him. And I was always turned on to the big band stuff and the jazz music. When I finally recognized Billie Holiday when I was a teenager, it wasn't, you know, yeah, she has a beautiful voice and everything, but there was something about her singing that just drew me in and I could relate to it. And I have heard that from many others who are fans of hers, that they just, there's something about her that they can relate to. And I think it goes back to what you all were just saying earlier, is just that did what was the thing that made her come alive. And I think that when somebody lives in that realm and acts out of that realm, they bring that out in other people. They don't have to be singers, but just whatever. Everybody can relate to that one thing that they want to, that makes them come alive. Mm-hmm. And that's actually something that we've talked about in the rehearsal process, you know, about, you know, portraying Billy for the audience is not necessarily doing a caricature, but it is if my performers, if my Billies can come alive and feel like they're doing what they're loving to do, they will have that same effect on the audience.
You got both of your actors here shaking their heads. It sounds like both of you love doing what you're doing here.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I want to give a shout out to our other two Billies. And we have a term of endearment. I am Billy Viv, and Kinley is Billy Kin. And Rachel Cheathan is Billy Ray, and Shaylisa is Billy Shay. So they are the other two Billies that are in the cast.
Mm-hmm. And Matt, you mentioned a moment ago before the show that you actually have one of the other Billies playing an ancestor of Billie Holiday's, but as Billie Holiday, do we have to just come to see that to make sense of that?
I don't mind having things that don't make sense to people.
Yeah.
You know, when I talked about doing the play, I thought, you know, this is not necessarily Billie Holiday in different parts, as different stages of her life, but it's also what's in her DNA, you know, and she does talk about her great grandmother, and so I thought I'd throw the great grandmother on there, but as Billie. And I think when Rachel comes on, people are going to be really shocked.
Mm-hmm. That seems to fit, doesn't it? I mean, Billie Holiday was so out of this world in a way, wasn't she? Her voice was. And yeah. I like what you said a moment ago, Vivian, about how she was influenced by Bessie Smith.
Yes.
So Billie Holiday, she was not the greatest singer in the world to herself. Mm-hmm. She had others that she was trying to sound like.
And I get to sing two Bessie numbers, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, the show, just the music in the show must be fun to go listen to. But
yes,
we also have...
I agree.
Would you have a favorite song that you like, either one of you?
Oh, my
Kinley
goodness. I love them all. I actually love them all.
Yeah.
I have a great time with all of them.
For me, I would probably say, like, the one that I like is Crazy He Calls Me, and that's one song that I really like. And there's also, like, a couple other ones that are not even, like, in the script, but those are the songs that I do like as Me, Myself, and I. That's one song that I really like. But generally, I like all of them, too.
Lainey Robertson wrote the script. Matt, did you include any music other than what was included in the script?
No.
Okay, so it's just the music that was put in by Lainey Robertson. Mm-hmm. Well, this sounds like a fascinating show, especially with your idea of having four Billies playing this part. And I'm looking forward to seeing it opening tomorrow night, February the 4th, running through the 19th at Anchorage Community Theater, Lainey Robertson's Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. I want to thank my guests, Matt Fernandez, director, Vivian Melde, Billy Viv.
Billy Viv,
and Kinley Norman.
And Billy Kin.
Thanks a lot for being on the show.
Mm-hmm. Gracias. Thank you.
Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA and Stage Talk. See you next week.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.